My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed, delightful, and lovely star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. And Elena, I don't know what you enjoyed more, the long, drawn-out trial of John Edwards, the fact that he finally spoke again in public. What did you make of the whole charade here, and the fact that basically after all this money was spent, nothing happened?
Well, we always look for scandal, so we really have not the best interest of the country at heart, or the best interest of anyone at heart. We're just always looking for the next song. And of course, John Edwards has provided us with lots of material over the years in his various runs for vice president or president. So it made us a little nostalgic, to tell you the truth.
Absolutely right. So here's a Capitol Steps classic, "I'm So Pretty."
Look who's running once more for president. Don't you think John Edwards is great?
Nicer than them all, such a southern drawl. Who cares what's beneath when you've got great teeth?
I'm so pretty, oh so pretty. In each city I'm drawing your glance. And I'm skinny, that's from chasing every ambulance.
La 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 la. He's so preppy,
Johnny Deppy.
What has he got that I haven't got? Global warming has occurred because I am so hot.
La 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 la.
Do you think there are two Americas? One is poor.
I don't live there.
Are you gonna try help the little guy? What's your latest plan? Tell us if you can.
I've a mission for provisions of ensuring new coverage that's fair. I've envisioned a new program of national hair care.
Oh, Elena, unfortunately, it turns out in 2008, ambulance is not the only thing he was chasing.
Good. Well, that makes me miss him. That song makes me miss him. We really enjoyed having John Edwards in the show, and maybe he'll make a comeback. I mean, he's been, he's probably not going to be retried, right?
Yeah, he talked about in whatever capacity he can, he wants to help children. So,
okay.
Go figure how that could work into a Capitol Step show. He wasn't real specific, probably trying to make sure he wasn't going to get retried, so he wasn't offering a lot of details.
Yeah, you don't want to sound too like you're gloating in a speech like that, do you?
That's right. Now that you have neither convicted nor exonerated me, let me tell you how it really is.
Let me push my luck here.
Yeah, exactly right. Abby Lowell, the famed Washington, D.C. attorney, was his lawyer in this case, and you can just almost imagine during that press conference yesterday the cane coming around his neck and yanking him away from the from the microphone. But I don't think John Edwards is going to be on anybody's ticket this year, or any ticket anytime soon.
Yeah, we're hoping Mitt comes up with a running mate soon, because we could use that in the show.
You're really hoping it's Trump, aren't you?
He's back in the news. Yay.
I think Mitt Romney, I'm sure he likes you guys. I'm not sure he likes you that much.
Well, I think Bill Maher had a good line about it. He said they're looking for someone who's more conservative than Mitt, but who's not going to, outshine him or upstage him. So basically, they're looking for a conservative who's in a coma.
Oh, man. Yeah, that'll be exciting, because you kind of know who the 3 out of 4 are going to be in this race in terms of Obama, Biden, mm-hmm. and Romney. So now there's a... I'm sure you're doing opposition and comedy research on all sorts of potential vice presidential
candidates. We are. We got really surprised by Sarah Palin. We didn't know anything about her when she got picked. So this time we're going to have songs ready about all the potentials. You try writing a Rob Portman song.
And as I recall, Sarah Palin was introduced the day after Obama's convention speech, which means it was on a Friday. I bet you guys were just in a tizzy that day trying to figure out.
Yeah, we were like, okay, what can we do about Alaska? That was all we knew.
Little did you know how much material could potentially get out of her later. So, Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.